It's getting a little bit late, so I'll show one more Torah. And we'll sing one more song. It's a very interesting medrash in Tanit Belial Rabba. We know already that the only reason why Haman exists is because Shaul failed to kill Agag. On that night that Shaul waged war against Amalek to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Mechias Amalek L'gamri, so he didn't heed to the word of the Navi Shmuel, and he kept Agag alive just for one night. Alaylahu. And he was able to find a woman, she became pregnant, and from there comes Haman the Rasha. So the whole Tzara goes back to that mishap of Shaul. So Eliyahu Navi teaches us, it's in Perek Chaf, he says, V'lo gilgil HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'hevi es Haman la'ilam. It didn't happen that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megalgil the events to bring it, Haman into the world. Elo b'scharoi shel Agag, because of the schar of Agag. What schar? Shehaya boiche u'misaneach. That he cried. That he cried and he sighed. When he was being held captive in that dungeon. Now, what is this cry exactly? Was this Yehuri Chuk? Is he crying about all the terrible mistakes he made in his life? No. So the Navi tells us. The Omar, he was saying, woe to me that if I leave this world without having any children. This is what he was crying. And the schar that he cried these tears. So he had a child. He had a child. That it was nizdamim with him, a woman, somehow, some way, and he was able to conceive and to have a child. And from there comes Haman. This is called the schar of Agag. This is a pella, of course. This is the schar of Agag, that he had a child. That Hashem listened to these bechias. Hashem listened to these bechias. What's the pshat? The pshat is... is that Hashem listened to these bechias? Yes, Hashem listened to the bechias. But he listened to the bechias because Shaul listened to the bechias. The Shaul had compassion, he had rachmanis on this Agag. And I'm sure Agag was crying to Shaul and he said, woe to me that if I leave this world without any children, how could you do this to me? How could you do this to me? And Shaul was a tzaddik, he was a rachman, and he had compassion. He had compassion on this Agag. And he listened to the tears of Agag. And since he listened to the tears of Agag, Hashem also listened to the tears of Agag. And it was Mekuyim on Shaul, that which Chazal say, that anybody who is Merachim on the Achzarim, in the end, he'll be an Achzar on the Tzadikim, on the Tovim, on the Rachmanim. He had compassion on an Achzar. And in the end, you know what happened to Shaul? That he had tremendous Achzarius on who? David HaMelech. Wanted to kill David HaMelech. It was the biggest rachamun of all, David HaMelech. This idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Shemeya the Bechiya, that he listened to the Bechiya of Agag, goes back to an ancient Bechiya that was listened to, going back to Parshas Toldos. That when the brothers Yaakov and Esav are coming before Yitzchak for their brachos, and Yitzchak gives all the brachos to Yaakov, and then Esav comes in and he says, Tati, where's my bracha? He says, I gave everything already to Yaakov. He says, what do you mean, give everything to Yaakov? Hello, atzal to be bracha? Is there anything left for me? He says, yeah, don't worry. Don't worry, I have something for you also.
Do you guys want the hallway lights? I didn't know you guys were here. Okay.
Thanks.
Have a good night.
Good night, good night. Okay, so talk about Or from the Chosha.
I'll invite him in next time.
So it was from that place that Esav came to Yitzhak. And when he heard that Yaakov had taken the brachas, what does the Torah say? That he cried a bitter, bitter, bitter cry that he didn't get the brachas. And all of a sudden, Yitzchak had brachas for him. Yitzchak had brachas for him. He gave him a bracha. And Yitzchak heard the cries of Esav. He listened to the cries of Esav. And because he was, it touched Yitzchak, that he was merachim on Esav, so Hashem also listened. He found brachas for him. And it's about these brachas that the Medrash says. The Medrash tells us in Yaakov Shemayni that Mordechai, listen to what he says. Shehaya Mordechai Omer. Mordechai said, Yitzchak Avi, Ma'asisali. What have you done to me, Yitzchak? Tati. Hatzvacha shetzavach Esav lefanecha. That cry, that scream that Esav screamed before you. V'shamata b'koiloi. And you listen to him. U'beirachtois. And you give him a bracha. V'hari ani mechurim l'harigas chayev. Now we are being sold to be killed because of the bracha you give Esav. Because you listen, you're impassioned by that cry of Esav l'rasha. Look at where we are now. Of course, there's a way to understand the whole Indian of Yitzhak, which is not for now. But you see that the Bechiyo, which awakened the compassion of Yitzhak towards Esav, brought down that bracha. And here Mordechai is accusing Yitzhak, and he's saying, this is your fault. And in fact, Chazal make a drasha in the Medrash. It says, Vayizak za'ak gedoylu morad ma'ayt, that because of that cry, that Yitzhak cried, that Esav cried, that's why it says in the Megillah, Vayizak, it says Mordechai also cried. The Lashon HaChazal is v'nifrele b'shushan, that he was paid back in Shushan for the cry that Yaakov made Esav's cry. What you see from here is that the kayach of Esav comes from a b'chiyah. That when Esav cries, it gives him strength. What that means for us is that the way that we're mevatel the kayach of Esav is not just with tears. That's one way to be mevatel tears with tears. But the ikar way that we're menatzeich against Esav is through the inyan of simcha. The truth is, there's a very deep dynamic and relationship between simcha and bechia. That on the surface, it looks like simcha and bechia are opposites. That they put out each other. That they're enemies of each other. But in Pnimius, simcha and bechia are mamish one. What does that mean? Because you all know that when a person is happy, he laughs. If he's very, very happy, he laughs to the point that he cries. And really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this world that he wants that the simcha should be so great, and this is the master plan, that there should be so much simcha that a Jew, not only will he be so happy from that simcha, that it'll be such a simcha, which is like a simcha rabba, will be such a heightened state of simcha, that not only will we laugh from that simcha, we sing or we dance in that simcha, but it'll be to such a degree that tears will be streaming down our eyes because of the simcha. Like when you go to a chasnan and the father and the mother of the chasnan and kala, they're crying out of simcha that I can't believe we came to this moment. This is the moment we've been waiting for. We can marry off our children in a Torah-dik way, that we spent so many years, invested so much time and effort and energy and money and emotionally everything to bring them to this moment, that we're setting them off to carry on our legacy. And so too, when Hashem Yisbarach brings that world, His world, to that state, everybody will cry such tears because we're going to see this is the moment that we've been waiting for. All the hardships, all the difficulties, how He raised us and He brought us to this moment. It's going to be that simcha gedayla, that there's going to be tears streaming down our eyes. That's the ultimate simcha, when there's that yichud of simcha and bechia. Because really there is no place for ra in this world. There really shouldn't be any bechia detached from simcha. When bechia becomes detached from simcha, that's called the bechia of Esav. But what we need to do is that we need to make a tshuva, to return the bechia to its shayrit, which is in simcha. And when that is actualized, that yichud of simcha and bechia, that's the simcha which is able to conquer all bechias of Esav. A bechia which is rooted in simcha. Of course, you know the remnants of Rabbi Nachman and Chassam Sefer. B'shimcha yagilin kol hayayim. B'shimcha yagilin kol hayayim, which speaks about the simcha, the ganz talk, the whole day is a day of simcha. It's Rashi Tevas Bechia. What does that mean? It means that when the simcha is on such a state, which is in a heightened state, that even the Bechiyah is really connected. That's why the Rashi Tevis is Bechiyah. This is what's called, what we say in Davening, which we say in Tehillim and Anaharas Bavel, In Le'ales Yerushalayim, al Reish Simchasi. The highest level of Simcha is called Reish Simchasi. And that's why the Rashi Tevos here is B'chiyah. That's called Reish Simchasi. If you take a look at the Rashi Tevos, Reish Simchasi, it's Rashi Tevos B'chiyah. That's how we start the capital. Al Naharaz Bavil Sham Yashavnu Gam B'chinu. That's when the B'chiyah is detached from its Simcha. But when you come back to Yerushalayim, it'll be al Reish Simchasi. And the Reish Simchasi is the Rashi Tevos B'Shimcha Yigilun Kalayim. Rashi Tevos B'chiyah. And when do we say that Pasuk B'Shimcha Yigilun Kalayim? Right before the Shofar and Rosh Hashanah. Incidentally, B'Shimcha Yigilun Kalayim is a Gematria Shofar. Right, without the Vav. Shin Pei Reish is Gematria Shofar. What that means is that when you come to the Shofar and Rosh Hashanah, the Avodah is to return the B'chiyah al Reish Simchasi. Where at Rabbi Yisrael do we learn out the makor for blowing shofar in the Gemara? From Aim Sisra. From the mother of Sisra. These are the tears of the Sitra Achra. These are the tears of Esav. Genuchi Ganach, Yululi Yolil. These are the tears of detachment. A detached Bechiah. When there's a detached Bechiah, so that's cries of Esav. We don't want such cries. But on Rosh Hashanah, where we blow the shofar mitaych simcha, and you make a bracha lishma kol shofar, and you blow that shofar, and it's a gevadik simcha which breaks through the room. That simcha which is emanated in a bitachon, like it's brought down in the Torah, that a Jew has to come with bitachon in Rosh Hashanah, that it's a yom simcha, it's a yom chageinu, that when that simcha attaches itself to the bechiyah, that's the b'shimcha yigilun kalayim of the shofar, which silences all the kategors, all the bechiyahs, that Hashem says, I'm not listening to these bechiyahs anymore. I don't listen to these bechiyahs. When I hear the kol shofar, which is the simcha bechiyah shel b'nei Yisrael, it's mevatel all the bechiyahs of the Sitra Achra. That Hashem says, I'm not listening to such bechiyahs. But we say also in Shir HaMaalos, it says, Hazayin b'dima b'rina yiktsayu. The real way to read that is, Hazayin b'dima b'rina yiktsayu. Those who are Zoreya, and you know Zoreya has to do with Emunah. Hazayrim, B'dima Berina, when the Dima is Berina, when there's a Yichud of Dima and Rina, then Yiktsayra. Then you'll reap all the benefits of this world and the next world. B'dima Berina. Happens to be B'dima Berina is Gematria Mordechai Haman. Because the Dima is, of course, Haman. And the Rina is Mordechai. So B'dima B'rina means like a Yichud of Mordechai and Haman. This goes back to what we said before, a person who drinks Ad Lo Yada, to the point that he says, what? That he says, Baruch Haman, means to say that he's the Kasha, the Inyan of the Bechias of Haman, with the Rina of Mordechai. That's called Baruch Haman. And that's the climax of the Day of Purim. That the Jews who reach that state, that's called, not only that he has stam, that he's besimcha, right? That it's a simcha which is called arayish simchasi. B'dima b'rina. This is, of course, what we spoke about before. Mishnechnas Adar, marbim b'simcha. But there's simcha. But marbim b'simcha is the daga of that the simcha is in such a state that it's called marbim. That if tears can flow from your eyes because you're so b'simcha, that's called marbim b'simcha. That you make a tshuva, that's why it's a Aseres Yimei Tshuva, you have the shofar. That part of the tshuva of during those days of a Aseres Yimei Tshuva is to be makasher the dimma with the simcha. That you should return the dimma to its roots, where b'chiyah really belongs. Because in that world that Hashem has imagined, there's no tears which is detached from simcha. It's a simcha which is so great that the simcha brings to a bechiyah. And when you take the simcha to the place of bechiyah, you take away the bechiyahs from the Sitra Achra, and with that, you wipe away all the tears. That's called marbim b'simcha. Even the word marbim is also rav mayim, which means like a lot of water, which is the remnants of tears. Right? There should be flowing tears, rivers of tears out of simcha. Sweet waters, mayim layoinen, not mayim b'chiyas, which is like mayim tachtenu, sweet waters, sweet tears, because it's only salty tears because it comes from a place which is, it's bitter. But La Asalaba won't be salty tears, just like the yam won't be salty anymore either. You know that the yam is going to have a big hamtaka, that the yam is not going to be salty anymore. It's going to be very sweet waters. They'll be able to go to the ocean and to drink water straight from the ocean. Hashem's going to purify all the waters, and purify all the tears in the world. They're all going to become sweet, sweet tears. And all the tears which we cried on my freya will all be sweet tears. Because again, when Hashem is Megala, He breaks through that chayshech and that kesa, and He is Megala, that everything is just type. So then all the tears in my freya will all become very sweet tears. All the oceans will become sweet, sweet waters. We should see that day soon. And Purim is just that day which is on the calendar, which is like a me'in of the Asalava. There's a certain simcha in Purim, I think everybody knows what we're talking about. That it's just it's a simcha which comes from a different place. It's just a different place. Like you're thrown into this zone for 24 hours where the simcha is just the malam in a teva, and you can taste that it's me'in al maba. It's a certain kim of that which it says, Umacha Hashem dima mi'al kupanim. Umacha is like machia samalik. So when Hashem eradicates all tears, all dimas from all the faces, right? Those tears which are those bitter tears, that's called Mechiyas HaMalek. And if a Jew wants to be Mekayim Mechiyas HaMalek for himself and for him, if he wants to know how much he's Mekayim within himself Mechiyas HaMalek, as much as he's able to be Besimcha in a way, that there's nothing in his life, no matter how difficult things may be, which can share that Simcha, which is a very deep Simcha that he has with Hashem Yisbarach, and he can come to that place where he cries those tears, the tears are rooted in that place of Simcha, then he knows that he's at the place of Mechiyas HaMalek. We should be able to be zeichet to see that time when we see that shining face of Simcha, Mashiach Tzidkenu, Mirav and Menu, Amen.